Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church, but get our mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, don't we, Drew?
We do. I'm anxious to see your results in this test.
Yeah, me too.
Let's get to it.
I got some thoughts for you, Drew.
Who are our sponsors first?
Oh, thank you. TheraWorks with an X, relief.com. And you can visit TrueCar as well, and HP.com/ADS. We'll tell you about that.
So what are the thoughts?
There's an interesting thing that I've just kind of thought about, because we're talking about being conscientious.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I think people mistake conscientious with nice.
Well, the agreeableness is more of the nice part of the scale. Right.
Well, I'm trying to figure it out, but what I'm saying is I don't consider myself a nice person per se. That doesn't mean I'm mean.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
What? Huh?
Yes, I do not consider myself nice.
Yeah.
Which is not. It's sort of like saying, "Are you a fan of the Doobie Brothers?" And you go, "No." But in this case, it just means I don't sit around and listen to the Doobie Brothers. Doesn't mean I don't like the Doobie Brothers.
Right.
You know, and when I say I'm not nice, it doesn't mean I'm mean. It just means I'm not nice.
Right.
But I go and use a bathroom at an event, and I sit down and do a little damage, and I stand up like I'm in an airplane or something, and I see there's a little little collateral damage around the top of the bowl. I get down and clean that shit up.
Right.
Literally, I will clean it up.
Right. So we should see a high conscientiousness on your scale. It'll be interesting.
I guess. But on the other hand,
and agreeableness will not be as high. We'll see.
Well, it's funny because I know people who are nice and they think that covers conscientious.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it doesn't. It's just you're a nice person who's kind of not conscientious.
And isn't that interesting that it parses out as two different scales?
Well, they're much smarter than I am because you're a fool to be conscientious and not nice because you get no credit.
Yeah.
And they get all the credit because, hey, they're nice.
You're right.
But they don't do shit for anybody.
That is absolutely correct. That's very interesting.
It's a fool's errand to be not nice and super conscientious.
A million sins are covered or glossed by certain behaviors and patterns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, and it's also how much mileage people get from being nice. Like, I'm nice. And you go, yeah, but you were late, and we had to wait for you. And then it's like, hey, don't start with me. I'm nice.
You can be nice and backstabbing. You can be nice and manipulative. You can be nice. It's a weird quality, right?
Yes.
All right.
We continue on with the answers.
I am able to motivate myself to complete unpleasant but necessary tasks.
Mostly true.
See, again, that's another always true thing for me. Is that now I don't see that. I don't see that as management of reputation or whatever. Keep going.
Yeah,
true. That's just true for me.
Okay,
it's life.
All right. Well, you're better. You were definitely that, Drew. That's you.
I know.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So
I'm not defensive about you.
No, I'm checking with you that I'm not.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. We would like to live and with the exact amount of gravity that the planet we're on provides.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
I keep an agenda handy, book or electronic, to jot down ideas or reminders.
Completely true.
Okay. I got to change these again, so speak amongst yourselves for a moment. Uh-huh.
So these are the possible
answers.
Yeah,
we know what this is. The true to false ones, right?
Gotta change.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. A little different.
You may anyone who knows me well, and that's everyone in this room and outside of this room, You can feel free to chime in if something has not seemed to be ringing true.
Okay. I think they've rung pretty true so far.
Yeah, I think it's accurate. I do.
Part of my wiring is not to sit here in front of people who know me well and weave some yarn of bullshit.
Well, forget people who know you well. That's part of your wiring is not to be bullshit. I'm checking that I'm not bullshitting. That's what I'm doing today. So go ahead. Keep going.
No.
I start statements
Hold on. This is exactly like me. A lot like me, somewhat like me, a little like me, not at all like me.
Mm-hmm. I start statements with, this might be stupid, but, or I'm probably on the wrong track, but.
I do this more than people would think, which is preface my suggestion with may work, it may not work, but let's try it.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot like me. I do that in Edit Bay all day long where I go, let's just see if this works.
I think I answered a little like me, but in reality, it's probably most somewhat like me.
I just said,
So you're going a lot like me, Ismael?
Well, it sounds weird coming from my mouth, but I sit in that edit bay all day and I go, this may work, this may not work, but let's just try it.
Okay.
Which is kind of what you're saying, I guess.
Maybe.
Good. Read to me, tell it to me again.
Okay, I start statements with, this might be stupid, but, or I'm probably on the wrong track, but.
I don't go that deep. I just go, may work or may not work. So I'll just go somewhat like me then. I'll modify that.
I think that's fair. I have a negative attitude.
Somewhat like me. I don't think I have it. I say a lot of horrible things, but I don't really feel like a negative attitude per se. I'm trying to think.
Say it again. What's the question?
I have a negative attitude. Oh. I'll go somewhat like me.
I am impatient.
Exactly like me.
I enjoy coming up with new theories and ideas.
Exactly like me.
I am an outgoing person.
A lot like me.
But it's harder. Yeah, it's hard to put those higher grades on these, aren't they? It's interesting.
Well, I do a lot of outgoing things, but I don't think myself's an outgoing person.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll go a lot like me.
I place my own needs first in everything I do.
Go a lot like me, although, okay.
I think I said not at all like me on this one.
That's because you're an asshole.
Right. So is that reputation management? Is that for real?
Well, you tell me. I try to get people to do shit for me by giving them money or giving them a ride or giving them something that would induce them to do something
skin
for
the
me.
Game, yeah.
So
it bothers you, but you do it.
Well, it's like I want to get a car done in time for whatever. So I call the person. I go, look, you want some? I'll hire another guy. I'll pay for him. Let's get this done. Yep. But I am thinking about me.
Yep.
Okay.
I have a broad range of interests or hobbies.
I'll go a lot like me, I think. Yeah.
I work persistently until my task is complete.
I'll go a lot like me. Drew went exactly like me.
Yeah. I can't not stop. You know, I get that way.
Can't stop being a hero. Yeah.
That's why I can't tell jokes because I jump to the completion.
Can't stop being better than everyone around you.
No, it's not that.
Sure it is.
It's a pathology we've decided. I'm telling you, it's not right.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
I do tasks carefully, even if no one will ever see the result.
I don't do tasks carefully, so I'll go somewhat. I do them pretty well. I'll go somewhat like me. I'm very meticulous when it comes to like editing something, but I'm not that meticulous when it comes to like building something. I just go fast, but the product's good, but I'm not meticulous. Somewhat like me.
I enjoy exploring new places.
Drew's taking a bacon break, by the way. I don't know where he's at. A little like me.
I talk a lot.
Exactly like me.
I give my time, skills, and knowledge freely.
Time, skills, and knowledge. Well, knowledge, yeah. Time a little bit. Skills, yeah. I'll say a lot like me. I'm thinking about construction.
I create original art, music, film, literature, or other pieces of work.
I guess I got to go exactly like me because that's what I do, right?
Yep.
All right.
I am a good sport whether I win or lose.
Good sport implies a bunch of stuff, but I don't mind losing a softball game or basketball game or something like that. I don't get that caught up in that, but I don't want to say exactly like me, so I'll say a lot like me.
I get distracted easily.
I'll say a lot like me.
I need someone to tell me that I have done a good job in order to feel good about my work.
Something a little like me. I don't feel like that way.
I do favors for other people without being asked, even if it means making personal sacrifices.
A little like, well, I'm pretty good with my family, but I'm trying to think of others. I'll say a little like me. Not a
think
hero.
Think about
like
moving and stuff.
Well, I'll help, but they got to ask, you know, hey, can you help me move or can pick me up from the airport? And then I'll do it. But they got to ask.
I would argue you're pretty good at that, but that's fine.
But this is without them asking.
I get it.
Okay.
All right. When I get an assignment, I start on it right away.
A little like me. I don't. That might be not at all like me. I'm trying to think.
Say it again.
When I get an assignment, I start on it right away.
That's Drew's thing.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not my thing.
Right.
I just go, well, you get in line. There's a bunch of other shit that gets working on now.
Yeah.
So I'll go a little like me.
Well, what is that? A little. Okay, got it.
I don't.
Okay.
You got give it, me. Tell me to get started on something. I'll go, I'm finishing a bunch of other shit.
Got it.
I am easily discouraged.
I would say not at all like me. I can be discouraged, but it doesn't manifest itself in any way. All right.
I am interested in other cultures and ways of life.
Not at all. Not at all like me. Let's see. Other cultures, different ways of life. I like making fun of other cultures that are inferior to my own. You know, I'll say a little like me.
I add my personal touch to everything I do.
Somewhat like me. Is that a fair answer?
Yeah.
I'm not really into the personal touch part.
Yeah.
I make friends easily.
Somewhat like me.
I have a strong drive to succeed.
A lot like me.
I am meticulous.
A lot like me. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me be meticulous about TrueCar for a second.
Right on.
MSRP. You might know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Can be confusing. Introducing TruePrice from TrueCar. Know exactly what you're paying, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true price is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car, apples to apples. And then you lock in your price. You go to your certified dealers. They set their price competitively because they want their business. They want your business even taking it away from other True Car certified dealers. They're a lot like me. So, when you're ready to buy new or used, you visit True Car. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states, but I bet you don't live in one of those states. It's True Car. I'll tell you something about this test, Drew.
Yeah.
Nobody should take this test in front of their wife or spouse.
Why?
That you get divorced.
What?
You wouldn't even get halfway in it.
Because she started taking issue.
I don't think Lynette would accept any of these answers out of me. But you should not take it alone.
Well, but it's designed to be taken alone. That's the
understood,
problem.
But if you want full accuracy and transparency,
I agree.
I would say a partner of many years, an assistant.
Yeah.
Are two ways. Sorry, Gary. You're unnecessary. But someone's got to administer the test.
I just like the advice for the whole audience. Get your assistant together.
Get your assistant.
And your broadcast partner.
And look, could be your personal chef. It could even be the sous chef.
Sure.
It's just somebody who's in the manor. You know, whoever's in charge of the library.
Sous-chef.
Who oils up that ladder with the wheels on it? That dude. But you have to get in front of someone who you've done a lot of business with.
Yeah,
like, not just, hey, good times. It's got to look a lot of, like, I've done my business in front of you with deadlines and disappointments and things that didn't work.
Well, there's another thing about this test I'm noticing, too. You're responding to the language in this part of the test with the somewhat like me, a lot like me, exact like me. And I think I was responding to the geometry of the scale a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really thinking about the language. And now that I'm hearing you answer it with the language, I think I would have dampened down some of my results a bit.
Well, get your assistant or your masseuse or Pierre the tile guy.
Or you're responding too much to the language and not enough to the geometry, because you don't get to see it. I saw it on the page. You know what I mean? I was putting dots on a scale. And I was sort of, it's the difference between a lot like me and somewhat like me. I almost didn't answer anything somewhat like me, because that was just average. But a lot like me was – but a lot is a lot. You know what I mean?
I would argue that he's still looking at them. It's not – they're not being read to him every time. He's got them right
No,
there.
I understand. But I'm telling you psychologically it's a little –
this ordeal.
It's a little different. It's a little different when you look at the scale.
All right.
So whatever. I think I would have dampened my answers down a little bit.
Here we go.
All right. Home stretch. Last 10. I feel the need to make up excuses when I say no to someone.
Oh, that's exactly like me.
I'd say it's a lot like me. I don't like just telling people no.
That's interesting. I would have put you in a lesser, but I understand. That's fine.
Matt has dealt with enough, like, I don't want to do this thing, where I want to tell him I'm,
let's put it this way.
Overwhelmed, then we could revisit this. I never go, have you ever heard me say, tell him no?
But I have.
That's never happened.
I have extreme difficulty saying no. I always thought you were somebody who had better.
No, I say no, and then I say, tell them
thank you
for asking.
Yeah.
My schedule won't permit it. I'm traveling, but we can revisit this at the beginning of the year, blah, blah, blah. Just tell them no. I'm not interested.
Hey, let me tell you about our new sponsor, HP Elite. When it comes to tech, think about this. There's consumer grade and business class on airlines. Same thing is true when it comes to the care of your PC, your PC security, and your PC functioning. For many, the upgrade when you're flying is worthwhile. Think about that when you're getting performance, battery life. HP Elite provides you that. HP Elite Premium Support provides 24/7, 365-day dedicated service from U.S.-based specialists. It's security software and features that help keep proprietary data safe. Again, we live in a time when you've got to add a little extra cost into doing business. If you want to have the support and the security, this is a way to get that 24/7, 365-day coverage, and it's a go-to for graphic designers, serious performance with streamlined user experiences. It has been tested for over 115,000 hours to ensure its durability. And you get an extra 10% off 8th generation Intel-powered HP PCs with the code ADS. That is until September 17th at hp.com/ADS. Again, 10% off 8th generation Intel-powered HP PCs. That's a big saving. 8th generation Intel-powered PCs with the code ADS. 10% off until September 17th at hp.com/ADS. Again, HP Elite Premium Support, 24/7 coverage. Check it out. It's ADS at hp.com/ADS.
All right, Gary, here we go. Let's bring it home. Here we go.
I like figuring out how things work and why.
So it could be exactly like me, but
of course it is.
All right, I'll go exactly like me.
I am outspoken about my opinions.
A lot like me? Or exactly.
Everyone in the room's like laughing.
No, because I have many, many situations where I just sit around at a party and somebody's spouting off about something and I just sit there. Like,
I don't say outside of work. You're factoring
Not outside of work. It's just many times when some dumbo is saying something in an environment I'm in, I don't talk. I don't even answer.
I
just sort of like I don't have a dimmer switch.
Yeah.
It's either on or it's off. But you guys have no idea how much I sit around and people that sort of pontificate about Jesus Christ or their dog thinking they're a person or something, and I just sit there and go, yeah, there you go.
I've seen you do that.
There you go. Yeah. Which is my code for let's get the fuck out of here. But I don't.
I used to sit and listen to my mother.
I used to listen to Drew's mom. Can you imagine?
It was unbelievable.
So I say a lot like me, because you guys don't know how much I don't talk when I'm thinking things. Sorry.
All right.
What do you think every visit with my mom is like?
Yeah,
Dorothy Gravitch has gotten a new walker. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're skilled.
Okay.
You're a skilled listener or whatever
now
that is.
Now, there's
it's not exactly listening.
Benish Bakery on Fair... John, what is it? Fairfax? La Brea. Is it La Brea? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just sit there going, all right, let's just let this finish here so I can start talking when you guys leave. I do a lot of that.
I know. You're good at that.
Thank you.
A person who pays me too many compliments must be up to something, and I should note that I've changed the scale.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, disagree, strongly disagree. I disagree.
Oh, really? See, I always agree with that.
I never had any like brown nose. That guy's a brown noser. It's like, good. I mean,
think about when you see a guy being overly complimentary to a female. You think,
but this is to me.
I'm just saying, you just sort of.
Read again, Gary.
A person who pays me too many compliments must be up to something.
I disagree.
It is important to me to have an active social life.
I'll agree.
Trust no one.
Strongly disagree.
Yeah, I was with you on that.
I trust everyone.
Yeah.
I don't trust them to be smart or anything. I don't think they're nefarious.
Yeah.
A certain amount of deception is necessary in social relationships.
Somewhat agree/disagree, I guess. You don't tell everyone what you're thinking all the time, but I don't.
Deception, though?
I think it's a certain degree of, I'll just go somewhat agree/disagree. I'll go disagree with deception. I mean.
Not being forthcoming is different than deception.
Okay, then I strongly disagree if it's deception.
Yeah,
you sitting around a party and someone's talking politics and you disagree and you don't say anything.
That's not being forthcoming. It's different.
All right, so I'll go strongly disagree.
There are many different ways of seeing the same situation.
Well, that's the reality, but I strongly disagree.
Ooh.
I believe there is one reality.
This is that zone again where you and I conflict, which is seeing other people's perspectives.
That's their perspective, but there's not different ways.
Yep.
I get it.
I see your perspective.
What I'm saying is the event is the event.
Yeah.
You having, you know, when my wife's friend starts screaming that Matt Damon should shut up because he's talking about, you know, not conflating or confusing Harvey Weinstein with Al Franken, there is only one way to see that, which is my way, which is the clear way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She sees it a completely different way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean there's another way to see it. It means she's invented another way to see it.
I get your point.
It's basically you going, I'm going one and one is three. And you go, oh, you've invented a new math. It's like, no, you're wrong. But you do think that way.
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
We done?
There are three more, and they are multiple choice, so I'm just going to read you all the options.
All right.
In comparison to others, I complete tasks much more quickly. More quickly, at the same rate. More slowly, much more slowly.
I'd say much more quickly. I literally just got in this earlier today about how fast I'm going to build this box.
And
Dylan was timing me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Interaction with other people is what life is all about. Fun, but not all the time. Good in small doses. Annoying, but necessary. Something I would rather avoid at all costs.
Well, I should say what life is all about, but only the right people. You know?
So?
I enjoy very much my interactions with certain people and find them very important, but
sadly, none of the three of us are included in that.
So doesn't that fall under fun, but not all the time?
Okay, fun, but not... Yeah, sure. Fun, but not all the time, I'll go with.
All right, last question. When was the last time you did something thoughtful for someone? Within the past few days? Within the past few weeks? Within the past few months? I can't remember, or never.
Trying to think of what thoughtful would be. Now, I ordered books to show up at my house.
That's thoughtful.
Just sort of because it wasn't
Did you tell Matt to do it for you?
Well, how dare you? First off, I tell Matt when my nutsack itches and he jumps in. That's number one. Number two.
That was thoughtful.
Well, the Books did show up the other day, right. And they do show up.
Okay.
Something. I told Matt to do it, but there's no – I didn't get a special deal from Books or anything like that. I
sorry,
just
what difference does it make if you dial the phone?
Nice to have some – I could dial the phone.
That's all right.
I'm busy
still
paying
thoughtful.
For the Books.
Still thoughtful.
Trying to – ow. I got an extra fridge and put it in the garage.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
Because our fridge was
how about for somebody outside of the family?
Let's see.
Just answer the damn question.
I'm trying to think – tell me if this counts. You ready?
Yeah.
I took a little time, went over with Sean, my fabricator guy, because I know he loves cars, and I was showing him pictures from Goodwood. Yes. And is that thoughtful?
Yes, and the last time you cleaned the toilet because it was messed up. You know.
All right, so we're going to be 2 days?
Yeah.
So within the past few days.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
I'll say that. But like, the bar is pretty low on thoughtful.
All right.
I mean, I just went and showed him pictures that I thought he would enjoy from the trip.
All right. We're going to have the results tomorrow. We're going to take a phone call. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you about TheraWorks Relief if you're one of the more than millions and millions of sufferers from leg cramps and your – well, muscle cramps, your legs, feet. Finally, we've got relief without a medication. It is TheraWorks Relief. It's a topical foam clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps very quickly. And with daily use, TheraWorks Relief even prevents muscle cramps before they start. So if you're someone that gets these nocturnal cramps – you can use it a couple times a day, especially at bedtime, and it prevents them from coming on. If you're someone who gets cramps after exercise, apply it before exercise. Don't need a prescription, not a pill, not a medication, no big pharma. Minutes to apply. Absorb quickly. It really works. You can get TheraWorks with an X Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or at TheraWorksRelief.com. Again, it's over-the-counter. Your pharmacist will be as enthusiastic as I, so talk to your pharmacist about TheraWorks Relief, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and apply it a couple times a day. I've got the testimonials are beginning to stream. And Matt, we should get some more of those testimonials out. We were reading them a couple weeks ago. We should do that again. Experience relief for muscle cramps for yourself. It is TheraWorks Relief.
All right. You want Sean or you want
Chris?
Chris. Chris?
Hello?
37, Sacramento. What's going on?
Hey, guys. So, question. Or just a statement and your guys' reaction. So I think being organized and having organizational skills is probably the number one skill you can have in success in life. And why do you guys think that it's never talked about in our society or at least in our education, and there's never any effort to develop those skills?
See, I had tons of it in my education. I mean, what the way they did it with us was gave us so much academic material that you had to organize it and prioritize it, or that you couldn't get it done. So one way of doing it is stressing everybody so much that they've got to come up with organizational principles.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Chris. If people are woefully bad in this department,
then we're not stressing them enough. We're not working them hard enough, bottom line, educationally.
Well, I agree, but it's hard to unring that bell. There's a couple of things. It's a super boring topic that is not sexy at all, and no politician or no person with a microphone ever wants to talk about it. It also sounds in a world of commercials where everyone's doing their own thing to the beat of their own drummer, and hey man, there's only one you, and hey, well, look at that tattoo, and look at what you're doing, your thing, man. Yeah, you got a ferret on your shoulder and inline skates, man, look out. Organization sounds like the enemy of that. It sounds like everything that's old and everything that's boring and everything that's blah, like get in line.
There's another piece to it too, which is attention. You have to have attentional focus before you can begin the organizational process. And part of attentional biology is something that's established early in life with exchange with mom. And there's some evidence that babies aren't spending enough time with mom to develop that attentional piece too.
And the other part, besides society calling you like old man Drucker, it's when you get into it with people, they fight. Like they combat. They're combative. Like, you know, do this. It's like it's literally like grabbing them by the nose hairs and dragging them through organizing. And then they get resentful and they get a little bit shitty. And then you sort of learn as the person who's constantly sort of beating the organization drum, like, What do I want to fucking get into it with everyone all the time for? Like, I found whenever I've sort of tell people, like, come on, man, need to straighten this out. We need to, it's always met with, you're not the boss, or no, you don't know.
You're not
you
that organized. Know. You're not very organized.
What about you?
Remember you in high school? You were disorganized.
I went in your car that time, and their map was on the passenger seat. What was that about? You know, it's like, it just becomes like a bummer.
You know, I've never heard so much, I know you are, but what am I, in my life is in the last 6 months.
Yeah, so it's like, who the fuck wants to get into it with everyone all the time?
I know you are, but what am I? That's such a crazy position for somebody to take. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that ever leaving your mouth?
No.
Like somebody saying, hey, Drew, I got to talk to you about this habit you have that's not working for you and it's not working for me. And they go, yeah, what about you? Like you just I'm telling you, the old it is the default mode of all losers. And you can do, there's a zero version of it, that's Drew. There's Ray, who when I said, you say dude all the time, he said, you say dude all the time. I really like, now that's an insane proposition because I've never said dude unless I was making fun of a dude who said dude too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Think about, that was pure reaction. It's not like.
Not thoughtful. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It was like you are offering some constructive criticism and I am firing it back like an email to an executive who's on vacation.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, I'm in Maui and I'll look at this and then I'll send something. It's like you fire it out, comes back 8 seconds later.
Sorry,
on
I'll
vacation,
be
away. Out of the office. Like that is as fast as that comes back.
So crazy.
It is crazy, right?
Ooh, and? Gary's printing up your results. Let's see. We're going to have this tomorrow.
Right. We will do it next show. Yes, tomorrow's show. Or organization. I look, do it for yourself. But you know my racially insensitive book about who put the sombrero on my keys?
Yes.
Or don't put your fucking sombrero on my keys? I have one that's going to go over better with the Hispanic population.
Yeah.
Every single time I've tried to get someone to organize for me, it's chapstick with the batteries. They take stuff that's the same shape and start putting it in to the same. I go, look, and I'll open the drawer and there'll be a chapstick and a AA battery. And I'll go, I get it. They're both the same size. They're not the same thing. Oh, I was just, yeah. Your brain goes into this weird sleep mode where you're physically moving, but you're asleep. And what it starts doing is start putting things that are the same shape or size.
Together.
Yeah. Just weird,
like
right?
Playing blocks or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except they're not that smart. All right. Go to amcarolla.com, live podcast everywhere. Check that out. And, I mean, we're going to Pasadena, Seattle, Anaheim, Phoenix, and Chassis. Go check out our offerings there. Drew, what do you got?
Dr.com. Check out my Instagram, drdrupinsky, drdrupinsky. P-I-N-S-K-Y, and at Dr.com, the Keith Humphreys interview on the Dr. Drew podcast. Awesome.
And the big podcast with Shaq. Everyone loves Shaq. You can learn all that's going on in the news and entertainment rumors and everything else. At Podcast One and Apple Podcasts, leave a nice rate and review. Until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.